Shalom Aleichem Lekulchem. It's a great pleasure to see, come down to Florida and see such a olam, Neitera. This is something spectacular. It's something outstanding. Years back, we couldn't imagine that. But it seems the world is striving, growing, and it's really a vergnügen to see, a pleasure. We just finished Hanukkah. We learned from Hanukkah that Rabban Biad Matan, just a few people, can turn over the whole world. If they have the whole desire, the Mesilas Nefesh, the Kedusha, just in Yechidim, Rabban Biad Matan, that's. But it's interesting. Chazal tell us that if someone says they come from the Mishpacha, it's not true. Nobody has looked to the Mishpacha. So you believe in one lady and she died, and Huldus married her. He thought he married her. He preserved her, and that was the only survivor. So it's really remarkable. Ma'aseh Hashem, what was the taina? The taina was that these ma'atim, they became kohanim. They took the avodas kehuna. Doing the avodas kehuna, they were not kohanim. They probably also didn't expect they were to become the melachim, right? They were the kings. Malchus belongs to Shevet Yehuda, not to Shevet Levi. They were kohanim. And they probably didn't intend to keep it long anyway. Just after the war, they felt that they have to control the Klal Yisrael. And being that they are there, the melachim there, the guys for Klal Yisrael, they saved the Klal Yisrael. But it seems Chazal had a taina. It's interesting. The Ramban in Chumash adds, the same time they left over their own avodah. Kohanim is supposed to do avodah sekuna. And being that they took over Malchus, so they left over their own. In other words, it's a sveitachet. It's a second avere. One avere is become a melech, doesn't belong to Shevet Yehuda. It doesn't belong to Shevet Levi. And the other thing is that they didn't have a time to kohanim. What are supposed to do kohanim? Avodas kehuna. They were busy with the Malchus. Seems all the Gechidush that Gechidim that were Mesanefer from Klal Yisrael, they were the Rabbi Biad Me'atim, they were the Me'atim, and the Rabbi were given over to Biad Me'atim, but yet there was a Tainan there. They went away from there, and the same time they neglected their duties. We see that the person, that he has a certain duty, so that is his duty. He can't do anything else. Doing anything else is running away what he's meshubed, what he has to do. It's remarkable. That's what Ramban has. He has, besides that, they took Kahuna, it says they went away, they couldn't fulfill their own obligations, what they are mechuyev to do. We learn that how much a person is mechuyev to do what he is supposed to do. A person is meshubed to do that what he is destined to do. And noticeably that the brochas, this parsha, we learn the brochas, the birkas from each shevet, and it seems ishke b'chosa birkas, to the shenim note. So some are not sabrochas, you have Titus of Levi and of Shimon. But it seems that in the entire Klal Yisrael, if each one does what he's supposed to do, what his koiches provide, that is doing for Klal Yisrael. That's doing for Klal Yisrael what he's mechuyev to do, his shibudim. And that they fulfilled. They fulfill each shevet does what he's supposed to do. So even Reuven was not zeche to Malchus, but his Miley is, whatever Miley is in Klal Yisrael, whatever Klal Yisrael needs. Shimon his koiches, Levi his koiches, each shevet. It's a question in Rishonim, was Ishe Bechose Berach, whether it was a new broche or it was this broche itself. The broche is when a person does what he's supposed to do. The Torah is sitting and learning in the south of the glorious state, Florida, the Sunshine State, whatever it's called. It's remarkable. You're doing for Klal Yisrael. But we live in times that we are, our outlook is, our outlook is that Klal Yisrael has to leave the Golos. Yes, eventually. It says in the parsha that Nistamo, the Rabbein Shalom didn't let Yaakov inform the children. It's not clear why he didn't let him inform when Mashiach will come. Perhaps he was afraid it will be like a Yush, solo such a long golus, that wouldn't be able to withstand it. But says on the Stalka the Shechina, he lost him. Shechina, because he wanted to be megaled at the gates. But it seems that megaled the gates couldn't megaled. But we hope the Mishnah, I mean, today's days we see what's doing in the world. When people are very open, murder in Pittsburgh, and he says clearly, I hate Jews and I kill Jews. It's interesting that police in Philadelphia watched the yeshiva that night because it erupts people and it brings out the hate that they have. And someone else can say, I can do better than that. That's the koiches ha'odom. Because other Amekana, people who would never succeed in their theories, in their lives. So it's not poshut. It's not poshut. The Benshem should watch him call this way. We need a lot of shmira. And we really hope in Mirza Hashem to be Zecha B'Korev, to Agula Shlema, to bring us back to El Sisloi Lira, Dushe V'Tavo, become shalom there also, should have where to come. The Benjamin Helfman and Zalman, with Hatzlocha and Tere Yerushalayim, should be able to be zechet to go to Neged Mashiach B'Kor B'Mein. My bracha is just continue to grow and to flourish in this southern state. It's remarkable. So you should know that you're making history. You're making the world exists on your shoulders. So a lot of us, Shalom.